Okay, continuing. V'im hishlim b'navi yatsa. Right, and if he finishes with the pasuk for navi, he's yotze. Vim amar pasuk echa min Torah, v'echa min ksuv, v'echa min neviim yatsa. And if he says one pasuk from Torah, one from ksuv, and one from neviim, you're still yotze. So you don't have to say all ten. The afilu amar uvesor sacha Hashem elkenu kasuv lemor v'amar pasuk shat Torah v'hifsek shuv enatzar klum. Even if the guy said it says in the Torah as follows, and he quotes one pasuk, you're yotze your chiyuv of the pasukim. So halacha test. So we don't have to read all of these. But the Rambam quote brings this from the Gemara. Now, it's shocking to us because we're so infatuated with the Siddur being fixed, we can never imagine such a thing. But the Rambam explains, based on the Gemara, that it was very optional what a person could put in into Machios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So, for example, Ein Maskirin Zichronos, Machios, and Shofros, Shalpronios. So you're not allowed to include in your choice of Psukim in Zichronos, Machios, and Shofros, Psukim that talk about bad things. Okay, Zichronos, he gives examples, Machios, Shofros, etc., etc., v'lo zichron yachid afil l'tova. That's another thing. The psukim that you choose, that you want to put into your musaf, they can't be talking about individual stuff. They have to be talking about tzibur. Kegon zachreini Hashem b'tzon emecha, etc. Ufikdonos inon kizichronos. It's also important to emphasize that where it says v'Hashem pakad esara, for example, or pakod bakadati, that doesn't mean the same thing as zichronos. V'yeshlo lahazkir pu'ano shel umos olam. But I can, if I want to, put in psukim to talk about the divine retribution against the non-Jews. And he gives all these examples, okay? And then he says, okay. And at the end over here, he says, kol pasuk me'elu malchus huin yano afbish embo zecher malchus v'ayu kamo Hashem lechom ved v'ayu shiro melech. So again, the Rambam just gives all these different examples of various verses you should or should not be able to put in. Now, let's just finish off this parak. We're almost there. Halacha yud. So what's the minug today? So when the Torah is put away, now this is very important. Yoshin kol am. The Rambam held that the tzibur does not stand up for tkiyah shofar. It's called tkiyos miyushavim for a reason. He at Bedavka says you should sit down. Vechad omed, but the Baal Tokiah stands up and says, "Uvarach baruch Hashem echolam, asher gasham savano lishma kol shofar, the kol am onin amen." Then he says, "V'chozum v'varach shechianu, v'kolam onin acharav amen." And then, "V'tokeas shloshim tkiyo shemarno b'pnei asafik al seder." You blow 30 blasts. "V'omer kadosh omdim espalant v'os musaf." He says, "Kadosh, they daven musaf." "V'achar shegomer shliach tzibur bracha arvias shimachios tokeat tkiyah shlosha shvarm truat tkiyah pam achas v'varach bracha chamisha shizichronos v'achar shegomer tkiyah tkiyah shlosharan tkiyah v'varach bracha shishi shishofros v'achar shegomer tkiyah tkiyah truat tkiyah pam achas v'gomer tefila." So the Shliach Tzibur, as we know, blows shofar blasts after each section of Musaf, okay? As we've already discussed. Halach Yud Alav, Zesh Tokea, Kishahein Yoshvin, Hu Tokea Al Seder Abrachos Kishahein Omdin, okay? So the person who blows the shofar, what do you call it, and blows in a certain order, does the same order by the Tkios in Musaf. The Eino Medaber Ben Tkiosim Yushav Tkiosim Umad. That's also very important. You're not allowed to talk until you've heard all the shofar blasts. But if you do talk in between, you don't have to go back and make the bracha again. You're still yotze. Finally, alach yodbeis. Sorry, two more lachas. Bedin haya sheyitku al kol bracha kol bava mehein shlosha pa'amim kederek shetaku kshen yoshvin. Right? So it makes sense to say that what should they do? That they should blow the same number of blasts three times in Musaf as they did before Musaf. Elokim sheyotzu midei safek betkiyah shemiyushav. Now, this is important. Since they fulfilled their technical obligation of every shofar blast required in Tkios Miyushavin, Ein Matshrichin al Tzibur Lachzorhen Kulan al Seder Brachos. We don't make the Tzibur go through all the same number of shofar blasts. It's too much of a tircha for them. Ela Dailahem Bevah Achas al Kol Bracha Kadesh Yishmu Tkios al Seder Brachos. It's sufficient for them to hear just one set of blasts after each bracha. V'chol Dvar Me'ilu Bet Tzibur. Aval yachid bein shesham al seder brachos bein shelosh sham al seder bein muul bein yushav yatzav bein bazeminug. So according to the Rambam, you'd end up with 30 blasts before Musaf and 10 by the time you're done with Musaf. Of course, what's bizarre is what's happened today, which is the minug of 100 blasts. So that's why most Ashkenazim blow 40 blasts at the end. But what's really ironic is that the shortening of the blast in Musaf was because we didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibor to hear so many shofar blasts. And yet, for some reason, to compensate for that, we add 40 blasts at the end of Musaf, which the Gaonim mentioned, not the 40 blasts, but the idea of blowing shofar afterwards is a Tircha de Tzibura. It's a very strange idea. Finally, Alach Yud Gimel, Hatkios Enam Akvas as a Brachos, Brachos Enam Akvas as a Tkios. So the Tkios and the Brachos, right, the shofar blasts and the Brachos and Musaf aren't Makib each other. So let's say you have two cities. In one of them, someone definitely knows how to daven musaf, but they have no one who knows how to blow shofar. And the second city, there's a suffix whether someone could or cannot blow shofar. You go to the second city. Because as we know, tkios are midoraisa, and musaf is dirabanan.